Talking of Brisbane racing, Mick Goody, our good mate from Eagle Farm, preparing for the comeback, is on the line. Morning to you, Mick.
Morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well, Mick. Eagle Farm, always in discussion, and there was a story a couple of weeks ago about the possibilities. Can you bring us up to date on where the track stands?
We're looking to have a few gallops on the 4th of December, and probably only four or so horses. We don't need too many out there.
Yep.
We'll trial the next week, have a jump out from the 1600 and then one from the 1000 and hopefully return to racing on the 22nd of December.
Okay, so you've starting to ink down that date. The run of weather that you've had, has it helped what you've been trying to do?
Oh, look, you can't complain about the weather up here. As soon as you say it, you'll get too much, but I'd love a decent downpour in the next couple of weeks so that I can give it a roll and just be settled in my mind that I have rolled it.
Yeah.
And that'll really spark it up because, like, for spring, we haven't had much rain at all.
Yeah.
But in saying that, it's really come ahead in the last few weeks and the backside's, you know, really starting to catch up to the front. So another 4 weeks, it'll be pretty close to the same all across. And we've got cutting heights up to race day height now, and we're cutting probably across 90% of the track at that height. So we've got about 10% of movement to do, and we'll be right.
So just for our listeners, the backside was the last bit that went down, and that's been the area that, as you said, trying to catch up to the others.
Yeah, the last bit of turf was laid in April, so it virtually only had a couple of weeks and went straight into dormancy. So obviously it was a fair way behind, but each week it's catching up. We had a little bit of damage over at the 1100. We had some substantial rain about 3 weeks ago. We got 150 mil, and I noticed a bit of pooling water, and so we investigated the outlet pipes and the aggies and found one to be crushed. So we fixed that and repaired that. But that won't delay us in coming back on the 22nd. All the work was done and completed in 2 days. So it's probably 70% at the moment. And next week it'll be probably 90%. So as I said, that's no concern, but we've fixed that problem. And hopefully that's the last of them that we get for a while. So yeah, it's always something goes wrong with racetracks, as you know, but
yeah,
more than happy with it going forward.
Mick, you're there for Racing Queensland, and you've worked on this track, as you've summarised, for a number of months now, and you've walked, you know, you've walked, I'd hate to know how many Ks you've walked on a race course at any time, but is it giving you confidence what you're seeing now that come December 22, it's going to be good?
As I said to Matt Rudolph yesterday, and Matt's been a good supporter of mine ever since I got up here, you know, along with him and Peter Birch and Jimmy Roberts, who's carried the bloody load over at Toomba.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's still staying. I said, look, I've got no qualms at all. I'm very confident going forward. From the crossing, the old crossing at the 1900 around up the straight, around to the 1100, it's like a bowling green.
Yeah.
It's absolutely beautiful. It's tough as, and just the backside's about 20% behind it, as I said. But as each day goes by, it's catching up, and very, very happy with it.
And I know you've been having, I think I've seen some photos where you've brought along trainers, I think, all participants to let them know where you're going.
Yeah, exactly. I believe in honesty in all things. You know, if you start selling porky pies, you'll soon get caught out. So I wanted to be upfront and honest with them and just let them know how we're travelling at all times. And obviously, you know, there's a lot of scars there, and they're very cautious. You've heard all this before and all that, you know, but probably don't understand the grass type and what's been done to it to the extent that we do, but as the weeks go by, they seem to be getting more content.
Yeah, okay, understand. All right, so three or four horses on December 4, And then some trials the week after over two distances, a mile and a thousand. And at this stage, you're aiming towards December 22. I've got to work. Is that a Wednesday or a Saturday?
Saturday. No point coming back half-hearted, mate. Let's go.
Yeah, okay.
We'll get a couple of the key jockeys around the place. I think Robert Heathcote said he'll use Matt McGillivray and Dale Smith. And then I'll probably see Tony Golan try and get Jim Byrne and Brad Stewart. And they can ride in the gallops, and obviously they'll be riding in the trials. And like, there's plenty of other jockeys who've got a lot of experience. Larry Cassidy will be one. Forgot someone, but Jeff Lloyd,
Those
plenty
of
people who'll give us a good rundown on how they're travelling.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll stay in contact. Let's hope that everything works out ideally. When I listen to you, Mick, and I take it that you're happy. When you're happy, I'm happy, and let's hope it all goes to
plan. I'm happy, mate. All good.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, Mick. Good on you.